Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. We are celebrating our 100th episode. Figured we would do so with music to my ears, hopefully yours. This is sounds from practice for the 100th Indianapolis 500 held in May, won by Alexander Rossi. This is, to me, just another treat. That Doppler effect of cars coming and going and exploding past you at about 230 miles an hour or so. You can hear over the PA system, I believe that's my friend Kevin Lee announcing the fast speeds as drivers ramp up, something in the average speed in the 227-228 range. So this would have been close to Fast Friday getting ready in the run for the pole. It's just, it's beautiful to me. It's just beautiful. And rather than edit and cut out the quiet parts between the cars going by, this 2.5 mile iconic motor racing facility, it's one where you can hear just about everything. So even if the cars aren't right in front of you, you can still hear the ones that have gone past, rounding corners and eventually coming back to you. We have Hondas and Chevys powered by 2.2-liter twin-turbo V6s making 500-plus horsepower. I don't know how much because they won't tell us, but we do know that they do make fairly good power. These Dallara chassis do cut through the air, especially with the aero kits designed by Chevy and Honda. And yeah, just all together, I thought for the 100th Marshall Pruitt Podcast, a taste of the sounds from the 100th Indianapolis 500 might not be a bad thing. And if you're new to our little podcast here, you can get all the latest episodes that come out on podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. And if you're an iTunes fan, you can subscribe to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast there. So here's about 10 minutes of the kind of sounds that make me smile. Thank you.
Thank you.
And those were the 230 mile an hour sounds of IndyCars practicing for the 100th Indianapolis 500. You can hear more in-car audio sound, ambient audio, and plenty of fun interviews on podbean.com and also on iTunes, the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. So as always, I'm Marshall Pruitt. Thanks again for listening.